is KO4NUE. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net will begin in 1 minute. CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest in promotion, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Any formal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Nothing heard, so we'll move on to the roll call portion of the net, starting with the pre-check-ins, starting with W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and TR. And he brings along his wife, N4IEI, Miss Isla, also NTR, K4ROW, Richard in Greenville, W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville, KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors, W4MKH, Mr. Marshall in St. John's, Florida, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, KN4RJN, John in Brown Summit, KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville, KI4MRA, Fred in Greer, K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, KG4WNP, Landon in Dacusville, KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley, K1CJW, Roland in Pickens, KC4W, Bill in Anderson, and K4AFT, Michael in Central. So we'll move on to EchoLink stations. Any station on EchoLink? EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE. We'll come back and see if that station wants to check in later. So we'll move on to the RF portion of the check-ins. And tonight being Tuesday night, we'll start with India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, KG4JIE, Dennison Gaffney.
NUE. Bill Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
UE, hope you and Miss Anna are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling that, Chad. Hope you and Anna are well. Have a good evening, and hope everybody on that has a good evening. No traffic, no comment.
NUE, please.
Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for comments. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
Lima Zulu India, KI4LZI, Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitored.
NUE, please check in Kilo 4, Lima Whiskey Echo, K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont, No traffic. No coming.
Luke, so let's back up and recognize what we've got so far. KG4, JIA, that's Mr. Dennis in Gaffney. KK4, JFO, James, up in Tuxedo. And Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, Mr. Sid, up in Fletcher, North Carolina. KI4, LZI, Andy, up in Table Rock. KK4, JBQ, Mr. Larry. Mr. Larry, have you down for comments tonight? And KC4, MFK, that's Miss Donna, also in Greer. I'd like to also check in my wife, KO4, RYP. Her name is Anna. And K4LWE, Mr. Larry in Piedmont. Are there any more stations? India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. So we move on to the next group, Mike through Papa. Any station with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Ed, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
Again, Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont tonight. 7:30 you, Chad, Miss Anna, and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Hello,
for Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP, by phone relay from Southern Utah. But we'll be negative, negative, and 7-3 to the net. I'll be in and out tonight. Chad, thanks for calling the net.
Let's back up and recognize what we got. We'd like to recognize first on the list is K4OIM. That's Mr. Walt in Inman. Walt, it's a pleasure to hear you out there tonight. Also, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, KK4DMW, that's Mr. Rick, and they bring along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. Nice to hear you guys checking in. Also, KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred in Piedmont, and Fred, if you're mobiling around, be careful out there tonight, sir. Also, W2MJB, Mr. Mark in Simpsonville, and he brings along his wife, KN4HTP, by telephone relay, Miss Wendy. Are there any more stations? Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group. Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. And KO4QOD, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, Chris, and Liberty, negative and negative.
4NUE. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray, Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
K4QS, Donald, and N4DME, Paul. We in the core. We'll be negative and hell
out. I'd like to recognize KO4QLG, Mr. Chris, up in Liberty, South Carolina, and KO4RAX, Mr. Jim, in Dacusville, AA4QS, Mr. Donald, in Tocoa, And N4DME, Mr. Paul, also in Tekoa. Are there any more stations, Quebec through Tango? Please call KO4NUE. So we move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station with the suffix that begins with Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Miss Anna, please check in. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
UE.
Check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Whiskey, Whiskey, Z. KO4WWZ. Name is Chandler, QTH is Easley. Mark it down for the comment. Southeast and on the side.
Bravo, FK4XB. Name is Tommy, location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
The net would like to recognize N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane in Cleveland. And Shane, are you mobile tonight, sir?
Home tonight in Cleveland.
Roger that. Also would like to recognize K4XB, Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. And KO4WWZ, that's Mr. Chandler in Easley. And Chandler, I have you marked down for comments tonight. Okay, any more stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta, any station. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Ed, please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. And you can hear Walt on there tonight. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everyone on the net.
KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. Good evening to you, Miss Anna. All on the net, no traffic.
Let's back up and recognize what we got. N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry and Anderson. Jerry, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And Jerry, I'm going to find out what that train is up in the attic here pretty soon. I'll let you know next time I talk with you. Also, Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer. And KM4BLH, that's my good friend Kurt up in Greenville. And KI4DOS, Mr. Gary. And Mr. Gary, I have you down for comments tonight. And he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY, that's Miss Joy in Easley. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
QE. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler over in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative thing.
Let's back up and recognize W4CTW, that's Mr. Tyler and Taylor's, and KN4CHY, Mr. Keith and Seneca. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel, any station with the suffix that begins with Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray. That's Patrick in Penrose. And I will be in and out for RagTube, but I'll be hanging around for the roundtable chat.
Looks like you might have that one by yourself. Well, I'll try and see if we can get one more so you're not by yourself. The net will not recognize KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. And Patrick, I got you hanging around for the round table afterwards in case there's any questions about ham radio. So, any more stations? Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. 4NUE, please check in. KO4VPI, Taylor, Josh.
Set Bravo Tango India, and I'll need your location too, sir.
KO4VPI, KO4VPI. Taylor's.
I'd like to recognize KO4BTI. That's Mr. Josh and Taylor's. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, Josh. All right, let's try one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Any station with the suffix that begins with Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Stand by. I've got somebody up on Echo Link. Let me jump up there and grab him real quick. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, good evening, Chad. If you would check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Beck Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself, all the net. No traffic, no queue.
Like to recognize KA4PQA, that's Mr. Stephen in Greenwood. And Stephen, appreciate you using the Echo Link function. That's kind of nice. I use it from time to time myself, so appreciate you checking in with us. All right, let's try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. KI4DTY, this is Daniel N. Taylors.
NUE. Now, Kilo, Golf, 4, Papa, Foxtrot, India, KG4PFI. That's Don. And check in my wife, Linda. Kilo, Golf, 4, Quebec, Lima, Quebec. And we're in Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. We'll just be in and out.
Recheck net control.
PQA. Go ahead, Stephen.
Affirmative, Chad. Whenever you recognize me and you set my call sign, when you said the prefix of my call sign, did you say KA because it just sounded like you said KN, or it may have been just me, Chad. I don't know.
Tell them what I said. I read KA4PQA, but if I said KN, I apologize. So let me try it again, just in case I messed up. The net would like to recognize KA4PQA, Mr. Stephen N. Greenwood, and KI4DTY, Mr. Daniel and Taylors, KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, and he brings along his wife, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. All right, are there any more? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Dewey, HRON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. In Brevard, name is Ed, Echo Delta, no comments, no traffic.
I would like to recognize WD8RON, Mr. Ed, up in Brevard, and Ed, I hope that you are doing well. All right, so let me try one more time. As long as I keep getting them, I'm going to keep trying. So, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So I'll check back in a little bit later. But just want to say that we're going to secure the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us tonight. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rack chew may secure at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a pleasure, a real pleasure, to be your net controller tonight. We'll now begin with the rack chew portion, and we'll stop periodically for check-ins and comments. First on the stump is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. Go ahead and take it, sir.
Well, good evening, Chad. KO4NUE, this is KK4JBQ. I was kind of on the side here, waiting my turn. I hadn't realized with all the pre-net check-ins that I really was the first one up. So here I am on the stump. Let's see. Today, I woke up with a catch. People call it a catch in my back. I think it's because I slept sort of half-twisted, twisted around and put a lot of pressure on it overnight. I woke up with a kitty cat asleep on top of me. She changes her sleeping accommodations from time to time, and she realized that, there's a nice warm something to sleep on. So the only reason I mention it, well, besides the fact that it made me do a half twist and I woke up with a crick in my back, but she was upside down and her back feet were facing toward me and her head away. So I reached down and I picked a little paw, one in each hand, and gave it a shake. And she looked at me with the strangest kind of question on her face. What's going on here? Anyway, so I opened the floor to discussions of animals sleeping with you. KK4JBQ.
Last night, trying to get Anna to tell it, but she doesn't want to get out of bed. So last night we had a battery go bad in one of the smoke detectors, and they are all hooked in together somehow. And the dogs hate the smoke detector, and when it goes off, when you know a battery gets weak, they'll chirp. All of them chirp. And it just drives them absolutely crazy. But it's not quite enough to wake me up at night. But Casey, my big dog in the house, he has a very big nose, very big head. And I was awakened about 3:30 this morning with punches in the face with that big nose of his. And Pixie jumped up into bed too, trying to get under the covers and get away from the smoke detector. So we didn't sleep well either. It must be just a night for animals is all I can tell you. But last night we had to get a ladder and find the one with the bad battery just to shut everything up. So I'm a little draggy today.
How about that? I guess I'm glad I brought it up. Oh, and just so I get this in, it's been our habit here over the years to change the battery in the smoke detectors every spring, just preceding the time change. And so we haven't had anything like that for quite some time, because it has happened in the past, and it is an aggravation to hear this chirp.
every, I don't know, 30 seconds, 90 seconds, I don't know what it is, but it is so irritating. And you can't ignore it. It's the kind of thing, it's meant to be that way, that you shouldn't ignore it. You know, you're not protected, I guess. So, anyway, to act preemptively, we change the batteries in all the smoke detectors. And some folks have carbon monoxide or, you know, other kind of things in their home. Check them or change them. Just don't even check them. Change them once a year and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Another thing on my mind, I guess, is that today I was stumbling around a lot because this catch in the back, it really is like a shooting pain when it acts up. So I thought I'd sit down most of the day, and so I thought, well, here's a good time to put together this antenna. I don't know if I've spoken about it in earshot of any of the people listening right now, but there's a fellow on, he has a YouTube channel, and I watch it quite often. His call sign is K6ARK, and he's in California. He's sort of a mountaineer. He goes activating Sota Peaks, S-O-T-A, or Summits on the Air. And those people who walk miles or climb to get to their point of activation, they want to carry light. They want to have very light equipment because they're taking many other things as well, and they have to take their own antenna support because quite often on summits there are no trees, especially in the Rockies. So he makes his own antennas, and he recently made available a kit, quite a nice one, a kit which includes a small toroid, the magnetic wire to wind the toroid, and a customized BNC connector. These small radios all take BNCs. So it's a BNC connector and a special little printed circuit board which goes right on the BNC connector, and then the toroid mounts right on that little circuit board. And what it amounts to is that the end of your antenna, this is an end-fed wire, the end of the antenna connects directly into your radio with the BNC connector, so there is no feed line. There is no feed line loss. He's made these available to the public, and I think it's $20 or something like that. And you get all the parts and pieces that you need to do, and it was a sit-down type of thing that I could do. So I have a new end-fed wire to try with my radios. I thought that might be interesting to people. K6ARK. And, another thing I learned today is that the DX Commander, if anyone is following him on YouTube, was banned from YouTube, and he doesn't know why. I guess that'll be clarified in time. But he started up a new channel. Since he couldn't find out why, he started up a new one. And he's a Brit and quite interesting to watch. I've had him on my saved list for a long time, and I've watched him frequently. So his new channel is called DX.Commander, spelled just like you might spell any, you know, DX.Commander. So he's starting over, I guess. He had over 40,000 subscribers, but anyway, if you're interested in antennas at all, he's big on antenna modeling and understanding what an antenna does for us, videos like we do. So I've talked enough. K4JBQ.
Larry, I appreciate you sharing that with us. And I will be, let's see, what is I want to tell you that's antenna related? I can't think of anything right now, but I will say one thing else about the dogs. So, Pixie, the little one in the house, she has a infatuation with socks. And I am out of socks again. So I spent about 20 minutes in the yard today picking up socks that she takes outside and drops. So I picked up enough of socks in the front yard this morning to get through the week. So that's just the way it is around here, you know. You just have to do what you got to do, I guess. But she carries those socks like she's killed them, and just prances around the yard with, you know, look what I killed, and it's just, you know. And then she'll see a bird or a squirrel on the other side of the yard, and then she drops the sock, and then next thing you know, there's a week's worth of socks in the yard. So I'm happy. I got my socks back, and I'll give them a good wash, and I'll be good to go for the week.
Good habit. What a sweet little habit. And if you've ever seen her, like, come upon one, she probably grabs it in her mouth and gives it a real, real shake, you know, like they do to shake senseless their prey, I suppose. I've seen dogs do that. Maybe Pixie does that. Anyway, goodness, I suppose there's no cure for that, eh? you could have a good talking to her, but if it's like my animals, good talking does not do any good. We communicate on different levels, I suppose. Words just won't work. Anyhow, I'm kind of anxious to see what other people have to say tonight. So, Chad, thank you for the opportunity to, spill it all, you know. And it's been good talking with you, and it's always a pleasure to have you as our net control. I'll leave you with that. Check A4JBQ. Back to net control.
Appreciate the story about the cat, and I definitely hope your back gets better. Okay, so Chandler, you're next, but before I get you on comments, let me make another call for any station, Alpha 3 Zulu, with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call KL4NUE.
4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, APA X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simsville. Thank you.
You and the family are doing well. Good to hear you and Mr. Larry. Just kind of walked by the shack and realized what time it was with the whole daylight savings. I'm still getting used to that. Anyway, if you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. Location is Simpsonville. As usual, no traffic, no comments tonight, Chad, but 73 to you and everyone on that.
We will please check in and out Whiskey X-ray 4 Delta Alpha Tango. WX4DAT, Danny over here in Gastonia. And y'all have a good night and a good night. 73 to all. God bless.
I can recognize KO4PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. And Lloyd, hope you are doing well tonight. Also, AK4HR. That's Mr. Mike in Simpsonville. Hope you are doing well too, Mr. Mike. And Whiskey4 X-ray Delta Alpha Tango. Is that right, Danny? I think I got that wrong.
Ray 4 Delta Alpha Tango.
4 DAT. That's Mr. Danny in Gastonia. I'll eventually get it right. Danny, you got that certain kind of voice, and I have attached your old call sign to your voice. And when I hear that new one, it just... I struggle with it a little bit, but I got it. I'll eventually get it down. Appreciate it. Appreciate you checking in with us, Danny. Okay, any more Alpha 3 Zulu before we move on to the right you?
KO 4 NUE. This is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Lima Delta. KF4CLD, it's Alan in Atwater, California. Checking in and out, Chad. It's good to hear you as always. Hope you're doing well this evening. And 73, I'm checking in via Echo Link.
And I think I doubled with you, sir. I'm sorry. Try again, please.
KO4NUE, this is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Lima Delta. KF4CLD, it's Alan, Chad, out here in California. Talk to you on the horn system. Good to hear you as always. Hope you're doing well and everyone else on the net. I'll be in and out. Good evening to you, sir, and everyone else on the net. 73.
I'd like to recognize KF4CLD. That's Mr. Allen out in California. And sorry I doubled with you, Allen, but we got you in there. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Okay, so we'll move on to Mr. Chandler on the Brad G. So you sagging on the stump, Mr. Chandler. Take it, bud.
KO4 NUE, KO4 WWZ, good evening, Chad, and everybody on the net. Walt, you sounded good tonight, sir. I'm glad to hear your voice in there. Hey, Chad, can I, call KO4 DLS real quick?
Can, sir. Call your station.
KI4 DOS, this is KO4 WWZ.
WWZ KI4 DOS. Hey, Chandler.
Hey, Gary. I forgot to get with you this past weekend. I'm sorry about that. If you want to figure something out, remain on frequency and I'll talk to you after the net. Alright, Chad, I'm just going to say real quick, KF4CLD checking in from California. Man, that was pretty cool to hear somebody from that far away. Echo Link can help out a lot.
Can. I use Echo Link quite a bit, actually, and it's pretty helpful. I move all the way around the world with it, too. If you got, you know, got the right node. I got my Echo Link pulled up here, so I've made contact in Scotland and Paris, France, and there's a couple others in there. So yeah, it's pretty neat. You can use it for a lot of things.
Yes, sir, and going back to the animals thing real quick, well, let me just say, when my mom and stepdad first got their oldest cats, the female cat had a obsession with straws. I mean, if you had a soda sitting around anywhere in the house and you had a straw in it, you could leave that soda unattended for a certain amount of time, and by the time you picked it up to drink it again, the straw was gone. And every time we would clean out underneath the kitchen stove, where you have the door that comes out and you store all the cooking pots and cans, we would take all that out underneath the door, and all of the straws would be underneath the stove.
You be here for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Oh, that's funny. Mr. Walt has got a cat. I went and visited with him not too long ago, and he has a cat that will not drink water out of a bowl. He has to turn around and turn the faucet on and let the water just kind of trickle out of the faucet, and the cat will jump up on the countertop there and drink out of the kitchen tap, and it sits there and begs until Walt turns it on. So that is that's quite funny. You know, you never know what's going through an animal's mind. They see things differently, I guess, and it's just, it's funny to sit and watch sometimes. I know I get a lot of enjoyment out of watching my dogs do crazy things.
Yes, sir, Chad. Well, I don't have anything else for tonight. I'll be on the side back to net. KFWWZ.
Mr. Chandler, I appreciate you dropping by with us tonight. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. And if you don't have anything else, then I'll make another call for any stations for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next, which is Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. Gary, you got it, sir. Go ahead and take it.
4NUE in the net, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening to all on the net. Chad, I slept good last night. I ate the busty bubble. You and Larry didn't sleep too good because of animals and smoke detectors and this sort of thing, but I slept good. I got ambidextrous today and got out there and got busy and cut the grass in the front, and then I decided to cut the grass in the back. Then I got the weed eater out and got my weed eating done. And Joy, before I went out, Joy told me that it's going to start raining this evening, and I said, well, I guess I better get out there and get started. And yes, I know the word that I used to start this off with was incorrect, but I play on words occasionally. I got ambitious instead of ambidextrous, but I did use both hands.
I get things mixed up sometimes, too. sometimes it's really bad. But anyway, I knew what you meant. And so you didn't have any problems with the weed eater. You know, normally this time of year, the weed eaters have sat in the barn for all winter. And, you know, they get gummed up with that ethanol fuel, and it turns into a, you know, nightmare. So no problems with that.
Problems with that whatsoever. Of course, mine didn't sit all winter long. I've run mine quite a bit in the off season. A tree trimmer told me, he said, the best thing to do with your chainsaws and weed eaters and stuff like that, if, you know, when you get through using them for the season, go ahead and dump the gas out. Put them, you know, dump the gas back in the gas can. He said, you can use the gas again, maybe. He said, if you put stable or something like that in it, you know, it kind of helps stabilize it. But that two-cycle gas, I don't worry about it too much. I keep it pretty well rotated out. I've got so many things that run on two cycles, so I don't keep it very long. The gas can that goes for the lawnmower, it sits for a while sometimes, but now that the garden's starting to get ready for gardening season, I'll have it keep that can full for the weed eaters, the rototillers. And both of my, I've got a little old Honda tiller. It's about 12 inches wide. It's a little bitty thing. I use it to go between the rows. But that little bitty engine is a four cycle. So it's the size of a weed eater motor, but it's four cycle instead of two cycle, but it still does a good job. So I keep my gas rotated out. In the wintertime, I put a little stable in the big can for the lawnmower and the tiller and that sort of stuff. But the chainsaws and stuff like that, when I get through with them, I normally dump the gas back in the gas can, and then when I get ready to use them again, I just fill them back up.
CPA?
Am I too late for the net?
I got you checked in, KB4CBA, Mr. Dave. Where are you, sir?
Well, in Greenville. I'm on what road is this? Haywood Road.
Hello. hang on, Dave. Let me get on back to Gary. You got any you want to comment with us, sir?
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Mike, I tell you, I just finished playing tennis and had a late night tonight, so I went and started at 7:30. So anyway, I just thought I'd heck, I hadn't checked into the net. I don't know when. So I said, "Doggone it." I figured it was over. It sounded like y'all were just chit-chatting. I didn't know y'all were just doing a rag tube, but y'all go ahead. KP4CBA Mobile, back to net.
Gary, go ahead and finish up. I got a little something I want to tell you about the bobcat when you're done with the weed eater. Did you strap your legs with it?
Can you eat in it, KI4DOS? No, I didn't strap my legs with it. Hey, Dave. David, hope you made it home safely. I didn't have any problems with the weed eater. Didn't have any problems with the leaf blower and all that. I got it out, blew the lawnmower off, and all the steps and the back porch and all of that stuff. And then I had to, the dog, the German Shepherd, started digging out over there behind my, you know, at the end of my truck. On the side of it over there on the driver's side, because I backed it in. And she dug out, and I put some railroad ties in there, but there was a little bitty spot over there. It was about 12 inches wide, maybe 14 inches. I want you to know that that dog dug all the way under the fence and then up. I don't know how she got all that digging done. But she got out again yesterday, so I got out there this morning and dug that out, and I sank me two 8 by 12 cinder blocks, you know, the concrete blocks down in there, and put some bracing on the inside. I drove it down in the ground, and then I filled them up with dirt and stuff so she can't pull them over and you know, dig her way back out. If she does, she's going to have to go under the block and then up. And when she gets down to that, she's digging in red mud and all kinds of rocks and all kinds of garbage, because that's what I was digging in. But other than that, that's about my day over here. Been very productive, got a lot done. Tired, showing a little bit, not too bad. But looks like somebody lives here again, Chad. That's the main thing. I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with the net. Hopefully you'll get a couple more check-ins and maybe another rag chew or so. So, KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.
Well, I appreciate you sharing with us, and glad you got the yard cut. And when I asked you if you got your legs striped, if you striped your legs with the weed eater tonight, Anna piped up and said, "No, that's Joy's job." So Anna says hello to Joy, and appreciate you dropping by with us tonight. So, all right, with that, I'll ask for any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Okay, Daniel and Patrick's in there tonight. I figured I'd catch it, but I guess not. So I'm waiting. have I missed anyone for comments or ragged you tonight? Please call KO4NUE.
Chad, KI4DOS.
Go ahead, Gary.
What radio were you on when you checked into the sideband net?
Ken Wood.
Man, you were booming over here. You were 40 plus. I was just wondering which radio you were on. But that thing is sounding good. Your radio is sounding good, and the antenna is doing its thing. Just thought I'd let you know.
That I made some significant changes here in the shack, and I am noticing. Well, I don't want to say that. I'm noticing that things are a little bit better. I've taken all of these little short runs of RG8 out and putting in these little runs of LMR 400, and I can tell a difference. I know that sounds kooky, but I can tell a difference.
Out there, something might bring up the repeater. I don't know what it is. There's no audio in it. Yeah, that does make a difference. I had some Mini 8, and I've still got one little piece of RG-58 here on the back of my radios. I'm going to redo all those eventually. Haven't taken the time to do it yet. Of course, wintertime was a good time to do it, you know, but I don't like to take my radios apart too often because it takes so long to get everything set back up, especially when you decide to change your station around. And so that's what I have done in the past, and I need to do it again, but I'll get around to it one of these days. But just wanted to let you know that you were booming over here tonight. Sounded real good. And I'll relay Anna's message to Joy. And Joy does strap my legs occasionally, not very often anymore. She has chased me around the house with an iron frying pan and a rolling pin before. But once I get outside, I can run faster than she can. So as long as I can get outside, I'm in good shape.
Knows how to throw them. She can throw that rolling pin like a boomerang. All right, Gary, I appreciate you driving by with us. And y'all be safe, and I will see y'all sometime next week. So, all right, are there any more check-ins, Alpha 3 Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
That Bobcat.
All right, I thought you was in a hurry, so I figured I'd put it off till another night. But so I've got this nasty, nasty, greasy Bobcat down in the shop I've been working on for the past 3 weeks, and it took me about a week or two to figure out what was wrong with it, and then when I got it figured out, I got that fixed, and then went ahead and made the decision, okay, well, it's time to call the customer and let him know, you know, the thing's ready. So I went down there this morning after finishing it up yesterday and said, okay, well, I'm gonna test drive it a little more and make sure everything's all right on it. So I got about halfway up the driveway, and it just locked down. I mean, it still runs, but it just, the brake came on, and it just locked it down right in the middle of the driveway. So I spent another 2 hours figuring out what was wrong with it. So I'm gonna have to go back down to the Bobcat place tomorrow and order another switch for it, because the gate switch went bad. You know, while I'm using it, of course. So, you know, I monkeyed with that all day, and then finally got it fixed. But it's just like it just never ends. It's some little old bitty something all the time. I get right to the edge, to the end, and boom, it's something else. I gotta start over. You ever been there before?
Once or twice. But, you know, if I'm working on something for somebody else, I'd rather it break while it's here at the house. And it's with me, and that way I can go ahead and finish repairing it or fix what I broke or whatnot. That way when I take it back to the owner, they can't say, well, you didn't fix this. Well, I did fix it, so there you go. But I hate that happened to you. But it has happened before, and it'll probably happen again.
Yeah, so one last thing before you go. I'm just going to let you know I'm going to bring Bobcat up to deer camp and may do a little bit of sawmilling next week. But I don't, you know, if you want to come up and watch and all, just letting you know. All right, Gary, you got anything else for me, bud?
No, that's all. I think Chandler wanted to talk to me for a few minutes, so I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. And maybe he'll come back in there and tell me if he's going to call me on the phone or if he's going to want to talk on the radio. So other than that, you and Anna have a good evening and good talking with you, and we'll do it again. And let me know when you get up there over to deer camp next week. I'll be over there, and we'll get out there and let Chris work us to death. Take care. 73, KO4NUE to net, KI4DOS.